The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Today, great news. We are experiencing the greatest reawakening to the divine providence of God that we've ever experienced in this nation. And I mean to include even during the time of the Founding Fathers. We are surpassing even what they experienced with regards to this divine nature and calling of God. It's real. We are, as the founders intended, a Christian nation. I'm going to talk about that today. It's not a bad word to say that America should be filled with people who view themselves as Christian nationalists. That's what the founders intended. That's what God inspired. It's throughout our founding documents. That and much more today, ladies and gentlemen. You are the remnant. You are the reason this world is not spinning off into chaos. And The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout-out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us from around the planet. I appreciate you being here. We meet in determined prayer and determined patriotism every day, every show. And when I'm with you, I always remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we are in this together. 4 years since we've been doing the program. I have said off and on and throughout that time together that we are in the midst of this great reawakening, the great reawakening of faith, the great reawakening of the American people, and in fact, people in other countries as well, if we're honest, as we look at the state of play in the world, this great reawakening to the divine providence of God is very real, and it is becoming more and more evident. We can see this. And we can feel it, and we sense it, and it's a good thing. Determined patriotism, determined prayer. America was founded on both. Ladies and gentlemen, God inspired the founding of the American Republic. I'm not telling you anything there that you don't already know and that I have not already said repeatedly. Our founding documents, as I have said, inspired by God and written by men. And to a man, every single one of the founding fathers of this United States Republic wanted Christianity to be part of the American society, American education, and our government. That's right. Every one of them. Every one of them commented on such things in their private journals, in their writings, and oftentimes in public speeches that they gave. Just go ahead, research early American colonial educational curricula, early American Republic curricula. Within the public school system, what you will find is that the founders wanted the study of the Bible, Christian theology, philosophy, science, English, arithmetic, civics, the arts, navigation, weather, farming. That's how the founding of our country demanded the way with which our government and our society should function as a moral republic with a moral people served by a moral and limited government. Our founding fathers have beautifully written these words, these expectations in our founding documents, and within them is the implicit recognition that God created us and has bestowed upon us our rights. And this is a distinction that's good to make, my friends. Our rights do not come from our Constitution or our Declaration of Independence or our Bill of Rights. Our rights come from God. Our founding documents proclaim this. And they charter and put forth limits, ladies and gentlemen, on the government's ability to control us and our rights. Our founding documents do not grant the government to tell us what we cannot, for example, do. Our founding documents do not tell us that we cannot carry a gun. The government cannot require that we have a permit to carry a gun. Although the government does this, it is not constitutionally based. The government can't tell you or force you to go get paperwork to register your dog. My rights and my ability to carry a gun or to raise a dog come from God. The only document I need is the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. The government cannot rule on, they cannot allow or otherwise enable anybody to forfeit these rights. The right to life continually under attack, just as much as our Second Amendment is. The government cannot. They cannot rule, they cannot allow, or otherwise enable anybody to commit the murder of children via abortion. They have no rights whatsoever to do this. Yet we capitulate, we give in, we give up, and we let them dictate these things to us. Ladies and gentlemen, if it really dawned on us how many taxes we paid in this country, for example, an income tax and the ability of the government to collect it is not in our founding documents. To pay taxes on something that we already own, this would be abhorrent to the mindset of the founding fathers. It goes for your car, your house, your guns, whatever, anything, any property that you own, to pay taxes on that? No. We have got to realize this is not the intent of the founders, and we are realizing it in vast millions of numbers. We are realizing it, and it's good news. This great reawakening to the divine providence of God does so many things for us. Now, it's not a reawakening that's going to solve all of this chaos and all of these nightmares overnight. We still have to wake up a lot of other people. You and I, members of this audience, you who are the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land, you get this and you understand it. But you can also recall the holidays, not that far removed ago, right? Thanksgiving and Christmas. Just last year, you probably had moments where your family, your friends, people that you go to church with, colleagues at work, they're not as awake as you are. They don't get it like you do. They don't understand election fraud or vaccines or rights that are under attack. They don't understand the emergency and the chaos at the border like you do. And so we have a lot of work to do. You remember those people, right? You understand what I'm saying. We get it, and they don't. Social media, a lot of people that don't get it out there. So today, focusing on this great reawakening to Christian nationalism within the United States. It is not a bad word. In fact, it's exactly what the founders intended. I am not saying that they wanted a theocracy. For those of you from Raytown, Missouri, a theocracy is a government based in religion and so forth. No, that's not it. But they did want the rubrics, the essence, and the spirit of Christianity to pervade through our society and through our government. Every one of the founding fathers, all you got to do is read their private journals, their speeches, their public speeches, private letters, and you'll see this to be true. You'll see it to be true, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Hey, DougBillings.us. Don't forget to head over there at the top of the website. You'll see a support tab. Please click on that and offer whatever donation on a monthly basis you need. Look, we have been canceled by the cancel culture. This is how I make a living on the show. I'm a capitalist, so I do need to ask your support. Please, if you like the program, share it with other people. Send the link to the program to your friends and colleagues. Talk about how to wake people up. This is how you can do it. You can share this program and help your friends become members of the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. DougBillings.us. Head up there at the top of the page. You can choose your own recurring monthly amount. And we will also be sending out newsletters and special gifts and special news items to people who do this. So DougBillings.us, click on the support tab. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall return. Our mission has only just begun. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about a new sponsor to the program, Republic Promos. Head over to republicpromos.com. If you are in need of swag, of merchandise, you want apparel, pins, buttons, magnet stickers, whatever it might be, it is a women-owned, faith-based, patriotic company. They've been at it for 10 years. They've won all sorts of awards within this business and have drop-shipped shipments to over 40 different countries around the world. Quick and friendly service, warehousing. Look, you need to check out republicpromos.com and use the promo code Billings, my last name, when you head over there. Billings as your promo code, and you'll get vast, magnificent, and steep savings, discounts, and other perks when you use that name when you set up your new account at republicpromos.com. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I admit it. I get a big kick out of pointing out the intellectual immaturity of liberals everywhere. Join me in that effort. Point out their stupidity, their actual brain-dead, zombie-like responses to what they see the Biden administration doing, taking away our rights, trying to suppress them, outright removing them from our daily life, our society. Talking about today this reawakening of Christianity within the United States. It is real. I was at an event at Mar-a-Lago. I'll talk about it in a minute. The Catholics for Catholics organization put this thing on. People of various faiths were there speaking. And you know, it was right and it was good that the original Christians, right? Catholics, they were there to pray for Trump and to pray for our republic. It was on March 19th. Which was the feast day of Saint Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. And how proper is it, after all, to have a feast day to Saint Joseph, who saved Jesus's life on no less than two separate occasions? So it's right that we honor Saint Joseph, and we ask him to pray for us, and we ask for all of the saints to pray for us. And that is right and logical too, just as much as it is for you or me to ask one another, hey, pray for me. Would you please pray for this intention? We do it all the time, and it's no different when we look to the lives of the saints to pray for us, to help us as we strive to seek Jesus in this life. So the rights that we have that come from God, and how the radical left attempt to repeal them, to take them away. The entire notion of abortion would have been abhorrent to the founding fathers, just as it is abhorrent currently and always has been to God, our Father. In the founders' time, they couldn't comprehend or imagine the idea of abortion. If we, the people of the modern era, were to somehow be able to go back in time and present the concept of abortion as health care, they would have been absolutely scandalized, and we would have been deemed rightly so as evil and probably executed. for putting forth such an immoral and repugnant concept. And there is no inherent right in our Constitution for abortion, and we will not and cannot ever allow for there to be any stipulation with any of our documents that there is a right for abortion. President John Adams said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." And so what we see in the streets of America, throughout our nation, this coalition of immorality that's headed up by the radical, I call them the Commu-Socialist Party, what the Democrats have become, combining communism and socialism together, the Commu-Socialist Party. They are not a pro-America political party, my friends. We on the right side have not only the truth from the historical perspective about this topic, we have the moral high ground. And the truth about the moral high ground includes this: America was founded and inspired by God as a Christian nation. There is no escaping this truth. There is no escaping this logic. With all due respect to anyone who would deny or disagree with this, I say your point of view is intellectually immature and in every possible way wrong. I'm not condemning those who disagree with this truth and this logic. I'm here to help them. They are wrong, and they are intellectually mature, but I am here to help. I'm here to help recover them. I want them to come in off the ledge of ignorance into the room of knowledge and truth. And all across this country, the good news is that people by the multiple millions are reawakening to the divine providence of God. And why not? Why shouldn't they? Our conservative approach to life is one of sanctity. Now, we are not perfect as Republicans and conservatives. Far from it. But at least we can say that we strive for the ideals and the inspiration of God and the intent of the founding fathers. The radical left, woke, commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, cannot say that because they don't. They don't believe in God. They don't aspire to God's divine providence. They don't aspire to the intent of the founding fathers. Oh, they'll quote them. The radical left, woke, commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, will quote the founding fathers, and they will say that they are in defense of our Constitution. But anybody with any shred of intellectual maturity knows that that is simply a lie. They don't believe it, but they have to say it. Why don't they call us a republic, for example? Watch them. Every woke radical liberal out there, whether they are in the elected class, the celebrity class, or a member of just society in general, the public, they will never call us a republic, because republic is the root word of Republican. It's what we are. We are a republic. We are not a democracy, which is the root word of Democrat. We are not a democracy. In fact, the founding fathers had specific and very passionate discussions and arguments and debates about the United States not becoming a democracy. So when a radical left liberal says Doug Billings is a threat to democracy, that's a lie on multiple fronts, but primarily because we are not a democracy. I am not a threat to democracy. I am the champion of this American Republic. We are here to build it up and reclaim it to the inspiration of God and the intent of the founding fathers. That is what we are here to do. And on this program, we endeavor to inspire others to do it every day, primarily through your local levels of government. Because here's the news: in this election season, ladies and gentlemen, your right to vote will not secure any election. None. It's not your right to vote that matters. It's your right and your duty, your duty to get involved in your local level of government to safeguard the votes of the people. That's how we capture and elect rightful winners. Your calling, your duty as a patriot of the United States Republic calls for you and demands for you to get involved in your local level of government. That's how we secure the votes that will win rightful winners or place rightful winners in their selected and elected positions. Ladies and gentlemen, time flies. Time for another break. I want to remind you about a new sponsor we have, Republic Promos. If you're looking for gifts, merchandise, swag, either for yourself, a company, party, maybe you're hosting an event, republicpromos.com. Head over there. Woman-owned, faith-based, fulfillment centers, drop shipping, merchandise that you're going to love, swag, bling, all of the good stuff that you're going to like. RepublicPromos.com. Head over there today. Use promo code Billings when you set up your account, and you will get huge and magnificent perks and discounts over there. RepublicPromos.com. Support the people that support this show, please. Patriot, woman-owned, and faith-based. RepublicPromos.com. I'll be right back after this break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about a new sponsor to the program, Republic Promos. Head over to republicpromos.com. If you are in need of swag, of merchandise, you want apparel, pins, buttons, magnet stickers, whatever it might be, it is a women-owned, faith-based, patriotic company. They've been at it for 10 years. They've won all sorts of awards within this business and have drop-shipped shipments to over 40 different countries around the world. Quick and friendly service, warehousing. Look, you need to check out republicpromos.com and use the promo code Billings, my last name, when you head over there. Billings as your promo code, and you'll get vast, magnificent, and steep savings, discounts, and other perks when you use that name when you set up your new account at republicpromos.com. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us. Listen, we are doing what we have been called by God to do. All of us. I feel that call right here with you. I know that you've got a sense of that in your life. People don't listen to these kinds of programs without some sort of a sense of calling, right? What am I supposed to do to save our republic? What's Doug's take on what's going on in America? And I appreciate you being here with me every day. And we are in this together. I really do mean it. Many of you know my story. Left corporate America 4 years ago, started this show. It's a lot different than corporate America, isn't it? Right. But I'm a capitalist, not rich enough to ride off into the sunset. I still need to work. I still need to depend on this program to make a living for me. So if you like the show, if you like what I do, if you like the message that I put forth, head over to DougBillings.us, DougBillings.us, and click on that support tab. You'll find it at the top of the page over there, and you can choose your own monthly recurring donation to the show, contribution to the show, so that we can continue it. We appreciate that very, very much. DougBillings.us, support tab over there. So, all right, the reawakening to the divine providence of God. This country designed for a moral and religious people, according to John Adams, and the republic won't work if our society begins to slip down into the depths and the dregs of immorality, which it is doing. Right? The entire commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, is not a pro-America political party. They are a coalition of immorality. And we have got to be, as conservative Republicans and as conservative politicians in office, conservative citizens throughout this great nation, brave enough. We've got to be. We've got to be brave enough to stand up and speak the truth about our Christian and godly heritage, because it is real. It's not a fiction. It's what the founders intended. the conservative patriot Christians are becoming involved in their local levels of government, and they're taking over entire cities and counties in their states, pushing out the radical left woke agendas. It's happening. Now, it may not be happening right now in your local area, but have faith and patience. What I've told you before, the four virtues that we need to seek: wisdom with a capital W from the Holy Spirit. Seek it out. What is this situation telling me? And what should I do, Lord? Tell me, reveal to me through your sacred wisdom what I should do. And then you reflect on that. You don't simply react like the liberals do. You reflect on what wisdom is speaking and whispering to you. And then you take action, peaceful action, peaceful action in your local community to help reclaim the republic. And then finally, patience. You gift yourself with that all-important virtue of patience, because this will not cure itself, and we will not prevail overnight, because we didn't get here overnight. We got here through a series of many, 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 many decades, about 129 years, to be exact. To the people all across this republic, with priests, with pastors, with rabbis rising up against the secularism and demanding to once again be identified as a nation of God, this is happening. This rekindling, this reawakening to the divine providence of God is now beginning to show itself in research and in polls that are being taken across this nation. For example, the Pew Research Center, they recently published a report that said 45% of Americans say that the United States should be a Christian nation. Talk about watching liberal heads explode. There you go. That'll do it. And similarly, in a new report from the Public Religion Research Institute, we see that Christian nationalism has taken a hold of the United States of America, as it should and as it was intended to do. That's what the founders were, Christian nationalists, who were not afraid of American exceptionalism and the divine providence of God. This reawakening to liberty and truth, the providence of God, has caused, as you might well surmise, terror among the radical left, woke, commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, so much so that they're accusing us of advocating for a theocracy, which we are not. This is what they do. They either lie outright, the Commune Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, they either lie outright or they mix lies with the truth in order to fool us. They spin it. They say things like America needs a good social justice system, when social justice in their definition is terror and tyranny. What they say about us being a theocracy is an abject lie. Christian nationalism is not a theocracy. Christian nationalism is exactly what's contained in the American founding documents. Our founding fathers knew and professed that a moral society was the only way America could survive. And the template for creating a moral society is, as you would guess, Christianity. And of course, anything left to the devices of human beings, run, led, and managed by human beings, is not perfect. Christianity, as put forth by its founder, Jesus, was, of course, perfect, but we as human beings are not. So yes, we have sinned and fallen along the way. But we get up and we strive to do better. And that's like what I was saying earlier in the program. At least we can say that we aspire to the divine providence of God. At least we can say that we aspire to the intent of the founding fathers. The left, radical, Democrat, commune, socialist party cannot claim any of that. They reject it outright. And I can highlight why all of this scares the hell out of liberals by giving you this example. Traditional American family values. They are based upon the tenets of Christianity. The reason liberals hate and work against traditional American family values is because the family is not a creation of the state. The traditional American family is a creation and a reflection of the nature of God. And the liberal woke membership cannot have that. Another reason that the radical left fears this reawakening to the divine providence of God is because Christian nationalism states and believes and puts forth that our rights come from God and not the government. The radical left woke Communist Socialist Party can't have that either. All right, time for another break. Ladies and gentlemen, our new sponsor, one of the new sponsors, republicpromos.com. Head over there. Check it out. A woman-owned, faith-based company that can provide you swag and merchandise and gifts for events at the corporate level, patriot events, whatever. If you're having a party, if you want gifts, if you need merchandise, head over to republicpromos.com. And when you set up your account over there, use the promo code Billings, and you'll get huge, steep, and very good discounts. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back after this short break. Stay with me. God bless you.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better. Diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am fulfilling the meaning of life by entering into your life to make differences for the better. So Christian nationalism sweeping this nation, new polls coming out that reflect that the majority of Americans do, in fact, believe that America is a Christian nation founded and inspired by God, our founding documents written by men. And Christian nationalism is not a bad word, as the radical left would have you believe. Remember, they've eliminated God from their platform, officially so. They've excommunicated God from their platform. They want no part of it. They are now a coalition of immorality. They have thrust purposeful chaos upon us, none of which is more severe and significant than what is happening at our border. And we believe that we are, in fact, a nation that is Christian, that encapsulates the rights that come to us from God, the right to life, the right to worship, the rights of parents. The radical liberal commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, wants to end the basic right to life. And they do it through murder via abortion. They want to close down and eliminate our right to worship. Just look what they did during the pandemic and the unnecessary lockdowns, closing and wreckages of our economy and our public life. Closing places of worship, part of their agenda. They want to strip parents of their rights and do such things as to suggest to children, in order to find happiness, if you feel like you're gender misappropriated, we've got to mutilate your genitalia and give you the right to do that without parental approval. If there's any evidence that this group of people who support this commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, are not a coalition of immorality, that piece of evidence should cinch it for you. To advocate the murder of babies and that the mutilation of genitalia is a pathway to happiness. Abject immorality. And my friends, these are the truths as I know them, as I see them, as revealed by God and the founding fathers. And the list of horrendous, abhorrent things that I just said to you, that's what the radical left believes in. They have a vacancy in their hearts and their minds and their souls. Not only is this commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, no longer a pro-America political party, but they represent a real coalition of immorality that is attempting to sweep across the nation. And remember what John Adams said, our republic is designed for a moral and religious people. And if we don't have that, the republic will fall. Now, you can't deny what the left is doing. They want this republic. You can't draw any other conclusion than that the radical left want this republic to fall, because they are clearly, the things that are contained within their politics, their policies, and their platform are not moral according to Christian beliefs. I mentioned colonial and early American public school curricula earlier in the show. I have a master's degree in education, ladies and gentlemen, English education to be exact. And I know that in the American colonial days and early American Republic days, up through and including the 1790s, the foundations of most school textbooks was based on what was called the New England Primer. And within this book, the New England Primer, P-R-I-M-E-R, look it up. Within that book, students were taught how to say morning and evening prayer, to memorize the Apostles' Creed, ladies and gentlemen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. That was part of the American school experience. And it was intended by the founding fathers as inspired by God to be part of our society. And the radical left have wiped it out of public schools. And we as conservatives have not been brave enough to fight for it to come back. That's how we get involved at your local level. Can you imagine this Apostles' Creed being part of today's public school classroom? Yes, I can, in fact, imagine it. It was the expectation of the founding fathers and their curriculums across the country. The New England Primer was clear. And the Supreme Court has always gone along with this. In 1892, Justice David Brewer called us a Christian nation. And this notion of a Christian nation was accepted throughout our history up until the 1940s, when the courts began, because they were seduced by the radical and purposeful misconstruing of the Thomas Jefferson letter to the Danbury Baptist Association about the separation of church and state. Jefferson had no intention to separate church from state out of society. Completely taken out of context. I reject that argument every time I hear it, and we all need to speak up every time we see anybody post about that. There was never an intent of the Founding Fathers to have separation of church and state as implied by the radical left. I could do a whole show on how Thomas Jefferson did not mean that religion, theology, the Bible, the pursuit of God should be removed from the public schools or from the public square. He did not mean that. It is not true to state that. And what I want to focus on is what we have done, because we've done a lot. I attended last week an event at Mar-a-Lago hosted by the group called Catholics for Catholics. It was on March 19th, which happens to be the feast day of St. Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. Catholics for Catholics and their CEO and founder, John Yep, put on an absolutely top-shelf event. It was a coming together of people inspired by the Holy Spirit and the reawakening to the divine providence of God within this republic. I encourage you to go to catholicsforcatholics.com, look them up, find that event, watch it. We came together, and not everyone in the room was Catholic, not all of the speakers were Catholic, but we came together in prayer, in a belief that God and his saints are listening to us. We called out the radical left coalition of immorality by offering prayer for children who are the victims of child sex trafficking, the unborn, to end abortion, the protection of President Trump, the protection of women, the protection of our American Republic. And we prayed the rosary together.
Will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
400 people in unison, in brotherhood, united in prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, these pockets of faithful people who are located throughout this republic and the world are the remnant, and we are the very beginning of the greatest reawakening to the divine providence of God that this republic has ever seen, and I mean even more so than was experienced by our founding fathers. It's pockets of faithful people like that, like you, godly people like this throughout the republic, that prevent our world from spinning off into complete chaos. And I know you see a lot of chaos around you. We are in a nightmare. But the good news is that we all wake up from nightmares. The irony is that this radical left woke commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, by their very nature of evil and their beginning in their coalition of immorality, is driving more people away from them and towards the divine providence of God, towards us on the right side. We are seeing it. This nation and this world is waking up to the divine providence of God. Give yourselves permission to believe it, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to dougbillings.us. Find the support tab so that I can continue this show. I never charge for it, but please go over there, ladies and gentlemen. Support us at dougbillings.us. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older. and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.